So all aboard, we have arrived at Ilkley train station and I've come along to the ticket office. I'm here with Ali. Hello, Ali.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. Very excited because today I'm going to be taking part in one of your cocktail masterclasses. But just to start with, give us a bit of an insider's view then. What kind of a place is the ticket office and where can people find you?
Right, well, we opened December last year, so we've been open around 8 months now. We are in the train station complex. Got a great outside area at the front, which has been very popular with the fantastic weather we've had this summer. We sort of put ourselves as a premium venue. We specialise in cocktails. We've got a fantastic wine list. Our food's been very well received, which is sort of premium sort of sharing boards and platters, sandwiches at lunchtime, and not so much a venue to come and dine, but excellent quality food, which complements our excellent drinks.
The inside of this building, so you are part of the train station, it's reflected really well. And I don't know who did your decor in here, but it's beautiful. It's kind of a mixture of old and new, and altogether it's a really nice place to be. We're going to do a cocktail masterclass today. Now, what is that, and who normally does that here at the ticket office?
Ian normally hosts our cocktail masterclasses. He's very popular. We do quite a lot. They're getting more and more popular, and we have anything from hen parties, birthdays, predominantly groups of women, although we have had guys doing it as well.
Is that because of Ian, or is that because of the cocktail masterclasses?
I'm sure Ian would like to think it's because of him, but I think it's just the cocktails. People love to get involved, see how they're made, get involved, actually make them themselves, and it's interactive and it's fun.
What are some of the highlights of the cocktails then? Because I'm going to give one a try. I'm going to find out what cocktail it is very shortly, but what are some of your highlights on your cocktail menu here at the ticket office?
I think we have a few cocktails which people seem to love, which they're bubbling and steaming. We use dry ice, which creates a sort of smoky effect. So it's very visual. People see something that may be a little bit different to what they may see in any other bars in Ilkley.
I had one like that actually here when you had your Christmas opening. It was called like a Christmas bauble or something. It was Christmas related, and it bubbled and smoked. It looked amazing.
Yeah, they really sort of catch people's eyes. They come past and people, they're a real head turner.
Yeah. And there's also a cocktail that you do that's related to a local charity as well.
Yeah, our rhubarb triangle. For every cocktail sold, 20p goes to the Candlelighters charity.
And that's for children living with cancer, specifically in the Yorkshire area, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. So, it's a win-win. You can try a fantastic cocktail. I think everyone loves a taste. And do your bit for charity as well. So there's definitely worse ways to help charities than drink cocktails.
Yeah, there are. That's very true. Right, we'll crack on with the cocktail masterclass then. But if other people want to come along and get involved, it can be for an event, a birthday, a hen do's. I bet you're popular with hen do's.
Yeah, we usually do them in this area where we're sitting now. Anything from sort of 5 people up to about 30. You can choose your base spirit, vodka, gin, whiskey, etc., and we will base the cocktail masterclass around that. Ian's got a wealth of knowledge. He's forgotten more about cocktails than probably even I've ever known. keep you engaged with various interesting tales and stories, they've been going down an absolute storm.
Fantastic. Ali, thank you very much. And let's crack on with the masterclass here at the ticket office. Thank you.
I'm Ian Derake and I'm the bar manager of the ticket office. So I help with the writing of the menus, development of the staff and all of the drinks related things that we do here.
Like the cocktail masterclass that I'm about to take part in. What is the chosen cocktail then? What am I going to be making today?
So we're going to do the rhubarb triangle. This is a locally inspired cocktail that we donate money off to the Candlelighters charity to give back to something from the community.
And of course, rhubarb is Yorkshire, isn't it? So it's synonymous with that and with the charity. So are you willing to let me have a go with this selection of spirits and things that we have in front of us then?
We can indeed. We can go ahead and make one up.
Okay, fab, right.
So we start off with 20 millilitres of our rhubarb gin.
Okay. That look all right?
A little bit more. There we go.
Okay.
And then we want the same going in of our Spanish liqueur.
1885 Gifford Slingsby, of course.
Obviously a local one.
There we go.
Perfect. And now for your Aperol, same that again. This is where we get the triangle from.
Oh, I see.
Three
I like
equal
that.
Measures, making a nice equal triangle.
That's very on trend at the minute, isn't it? People are doing Aperol spritz all the time.
By the dozen.
Yeah.
Everyone, just a little dash of lemon juice. So
just
anyone's
just
got a little
dash.
One. Yeah, it's perfect. That is.
You don't. Oh gosh. Spinning
and then the apple juice. Do you want that slightly longer than the lemon?
And this is where we get the sweetness from.
It is indeed. Now the bitters, you want to use these like you're dashing vinegar on your chips, so just a couple of dashes.
I like a lot of vinegar.
We only want a couple, though.
There we go.
And then, because we like to be a progressive modern bar, we use a vegan alternative to egg white.
Okay.
So this is a foaming bitters. And we just stuff the dash in there.
Is it the egg white that gives it that kind of frothy?
Yeah.
Looks like the top of a coffee.
It's been used for hundreds and hundreds of years in cocktails,
really?
I quite
okay.
have. So after hundreds and hundreds of years, we thought we'd change it up a bit.
We ice now. Okay.
There we go.
Ice.
And seal up that tin. Give it a good, nice shape.
I don't feel as stylish as you. Okay.
And you just want to pour that into the glass right there.
Okay, straight away, mine isn't as frothy as yours. Is that because you're a better shaker?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the years of practice showing that.
Right, okay, let's try yours and try mine. They're both delicious, but yours is, it feels like more of a natural mix.
A bit more balance,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Mmm. Oh, they're delicious though. So all of this goodness that we've done today then, all the cocktail masterclass, actually we're going to help Candlelighters Charity and people can come along and do this themselves, is that right?
Yeah.
Fab. Okay, Ian, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, Beth. Thank you.